KB News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says the man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally last month did extensive research before the attack. Sucker Magani has details.
Pittsburgh Field Office Chief Kevin Rojak says Thomas Matthew Crooks looked online for both Trump and Biden campaign schedules in search of a target.
A sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event.
And then when the Trump rally in Butler was announced,
he became hyper-focused on that specific event and looked at it as a target of opportunity.
Rojak says the FBI's analyzed Crooks' online activity and done nearly 1,000 interviews, but still does not know why Crooks opened fire, getting off 8 shots before being killed by a Secret Service counter-sniper.
We have a clear idea of mindset, but we are not ready to make any conclusive statements regarding motive at this time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Since yesterday's filing of a new federal indictment over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss, Trump shared more than a dozen posts on his social media network calling for the trial or jailing of his foes, including special counsel Jack Smith. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz are on a 2-day bus tour through rural Georgia. They'll sit down for an interview with CNN tomorrow, her first since launching her presidential bid. Israel's launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank. It's killed at least 10 Hamas militants. Israel says it's aimed at preventing attacks on Israeli civilians. The UN Security Council is demanding a halt to the increasing attacks between Israeli forces and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants, warning further escalation carries the high risk of a widespread conflict. And in Ukraine, a Russian missile slammed into President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city as residents were observing an official day of mourning for an attack yesterday that killed 4 civilians. This is AP News. CrowdStrike estimates its botched software update last month resulted in a $60 million dent in sales. It triggered a tech meltdown that stranded thousands in airports, among other disruptions. And a missing plane and human remains have been found in Michigan's Lake Huron. Mike Kempen has that story.
Searchers have discovered a small plane that crashed in Lake Huron 17 years ago. State police say they also found the remains of a passenger who had been missing since then. The remains were identified as H. Brooke Stauffer Jr., who was 56 and lived in Washington, D.C. State police say a private company, Great Lakes Search and Recovery, resumed search efforts last October at the request of family members. Earlier this month, the search team discovered the plane's wreckage. The plane departed Mackinac Island for a small town in Michigan's Lower Peninsula in August 2007. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.